I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Today, I want to talk to you about the four quads to effective fundraising. Now, grab a pen and paper. What I want you to do is make a big fat circle and draw a T in the middle of that circle. And on the left-hand side, write Dream Team. On the next side, on the right hand, write Value Ladder. In the lower left-hand corner, write Structure. Drama-free timeline, and in the bottom right-hand corner, write sponsorship, a sponsorship ask. Okay, now I'm going to break it down for you what all these mean. Your dream team, you want to have a dream team that actually has five key influencers. You want to have five key influencers because these influencers help your organization. So you're not doing it alone. You're not in this by yourself. You have an organization, a group of people that actually will champion and rally to you, to the cause, right? So five influencers, who would they be made up of? Well, look in your community. You know, have two community members on your steering committee or your dream team. When you have two real key influencers, they bring different talents and different networks, enclaves, a congregation to your organization. So this way your pipeline gets a lot bigger and thicker, and really momentum starts to stick in. You want to have a past board member. The reason being is because now the board member knows what's going on, and that's why they champion the mission. That's why they signed up to be part of your organization. Then you need a donor. A past donor. The reason why you need a past donor is because the donor has the idea that they really love what your organization is about. That's why they open their wallet, and so they can get other people to donate because they see the mission and they have the enthusiasm and the know-how of being with your organization, that you're honest, that you're trustworthy, that you're mission-centric, and you're getting things done. And then the last person you'll need is a staff member. The staff member is, have them be really creative, smart. I've worked with nonprofits before where their staff members, you know, they couldn't even write an effective sponsorship ask or even a cover letter. So make sure that they're key influencers. And I'm not saying this is to be mean or anything, but it's happened. And I want you to have your dream team to be solid. And once you solidify your dream team, then you can move on to your value ladder. Your value ladder, the next quadrant, is where you get a chance to, just like a ladder, move them up into your organization so you don't miss valuable content, valuable money on the table, talent, skills, network, net worth, all of those things that play into creating an effective value ladder. Now, the next thing that you need is a structure. Once you build a solid structure and a solid foundation, you're able to ascend your volunteers, your steering committee, your community leaders, your donors, your ambassadors, your corporate sponsors, all the way up to an alumni, because obviously we age out, right? And you want to be able to have that momentum still going, and people still don't want to give up when they, you know, just like graduating from college, you still want to have that tie to the college and the organization, so you have that momentum, that alumni status, right? We all love status. So, and when we create a drama-free timeline, you want to have exactly a few things that I like to put in the drama-free timeline is direction. What is it that they're doing? Their key activities. What is it that needs to be done? And the timeline, the dates, the important dates and deadlines. So those are some of the things that you need. And also having a plan, like a 21-day structure, which we break down at Fundraising Secrets Mastery. So if you're looking to connect and grow your nonprofit, come to Fundraising Secrets Mastery in Tampa, Florida. Go to events.fundraisingsecrets.org. That's events.fundraisingsecrets.org. And now the last quadrant, the fourth one, is the sponsorship ask. You want to have a strategy when creating your sponsorship ask. You want to be creative. You want to share the benefits that are for the sponsor, not the nonprofit, right? What's in it for the sponsors? Over-deliver, over-value. And then also the effectiveness of your campaign, the effectiveness of the people and your whole quadrant and everything that's happening within your organization. I've used these four quadrants to effectively fundraise and help nonprofits to have profitable fundraisers, and this will work for you too. Now, if you need more help, you can always go to fundraisingsecrets.org and connect with me. Get the book, Fundraising Secrets. Guys, I've already paid for it for you. All you've got to do is pay some shipping and it'll be on its way. And I'll even sign it for you. So go to fundraisingsecrets.org and get the book, Fundraising Secrets, all right, where I lay out 23 secrets for you to effectively fundraise, and your organization doesn't even have to do a feasibility study. And I don't even know if you know what that is, but it's not needed using Fundraising Secrets. You'll save thousands of dollars, actually $20,000 to be precise. That's what feasibility studies cost. But here, you don't need a feasibility study. And if you're wondering what a feasibility study is, I'll just break it down for you. It's a third party. They interview important stakeholders in your organization, and it helps to help you to predict if you're going to have a successful fundraising event. We here at Fundraising Secrets teach techniques that I've developed, and I'll empower nonprofits actually to fundraise zero to 100K in 12 weeks without doing a feasibility study. So if that sounds good to you, come to Fundraising Secrets Mastery Live event. I look forward to connecting with you. I'm Maya McNulty. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. I'll catch you guys next time. Again, go to fundraisingsecrets.org, and I will be able to share more fundraising secrets, tips, strategies, techniques, methodologies with you. All right, take care, everybody. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.